July 1, 2021, it's the What for Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Pedro Show. Happy Thursday. Happy 1st of July.
June is gone. June gloom.
But we got, what do you call it in July, huh? There's May gray, June gloom. I was talking to somebody just a second ago about gray and gloomy. And people come to Cali in the summertime. They, wow, what's this gray? Because it's called marine layer because we've got mountains next to a desert and ocean, right? But by noon, it's gone. But I guess where he is, it's always it's not gone. We started off with John Coltrane with my motto for today's show, Rise and Shine. Okay. And then brand new from the Go Team, Let Seasons Work. And, yeah, Brother Matt's still at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point. But he just has B-Day yesterday. We're coming out of the Quentin Quarantino zone. So, in fact, Crane has brought up a new collab project between us three, so we'll see. But because of those Estonian software engineers with a righteous Skype invention, I got Brother Ian Parton with me from Brighton, England.
What I did.
Yeah. And brand new record. Now, let's first talk about, is this your third or fourth time on the show?
I would say it's not just a second, is it?
I don't think so. Anyway, I ask you because I thought you had less Alzheimer than I did, but okay. But that's the great thing about it, right? You're always on a new show. You're always making a new record. You're hearing a new band, writing a new song.
Okay. Every 3 years.
Let's talk about that first one you made, what, 15, 16 years ago?
Yeah, about that, yeah.
In Wales, right? And it was Man Alone Mode.
That's right, yeah. Yeah.
And then there was different ways to make Go Team records. How'd you make this? Well, is this number 5 or 6?
It's the number 6.
Okay. So number 6. Is it like number 1 or is it more like number 4?
It's like number 1 in that I've always written the music. I always probably will because it's a bit like, you know, looking inside my brain, I suppose, the Go Team, you know.
Yeah.
It's the stuff I've always dug over the years, but you know, once I've written the songs, that's when I get on the hotline to the rest of the Go Team, you know, and they come along and we did the drums in the Isle of Wight and we did bass in my back garden where I am now, and you know, Sam Duke came along and did some guitar in my garden, and so we build it up in layers, you know. We never get together in a room and record all together unless we're doing a session or something. So it's a long process of me hoarding ideas over months and years and samples and stuff like that, and then writing these songs and then getting the Go Team along and building it up in layers, you know.
Well, I know that. I was more about the execution because I recall, although don't trust Watt's fucking memory, but something about the first one was done in your folks' kitchen or some shit.
That's right, yeah. It was literally it was in their basement. I had the computer set up and then I had these wires going up to the kitchen. That's where I had the drum kit. And, like, literally my grandma would walk in whilst I was doing a drum take and make a cup of tea or whatever, you know.
Okay, so the garden in the Isle of Wight thing's a little different.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's a bit more pro, I suppose, but not much.
No, I didn't say pro. I said different.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, well, you know what is anathema, that word pro and amateur and all that. Fuck that. Music is music, right?
Yeah.
Because you know what? Things get shiny enough, then you're looking for the deshinyizer, right? That's funny about humans. Humans and their fetish for whatever. Well, they're looking for a shortcut, huh? They don't want to do the fucking work. And you do the work, which means you first come up with these tunes, like you said, look inside your mind, and then you bring it for cats. Well, in those days, you only had Man Alone. But there's a little evolution there where you spread it out to other. Now, I saw you play at the ballroom, Terra Grand Ballroom downtown, and is some of those people on this record? Well, of course, Brother Sam.
Yeah, I think that lineup, there's one girl's different. There's a girl called Nia who's joined the group, but yeah, the same bassist, Sat Ninja, Simone on the drums, Nia, Ninja, you know, all the same.
We started with the Let the Seasons Work. Who's singing? Is that Ninja?
There's a bit of Ninja and a bit of a girl called Nia who you've never met. She's in the group now. But yeah, she's got a really unique kind of breathy.
Now, knowing if she's a Go Teamer, she just doesn't sing, right? Was she good glockenspiel? Does she do 10,000 things?
Who's that? Nia?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a multitasker.
So right.
If you're in the go team, you
that's
have
what
to
I was going to say. That's kind of the requirement, right? You also got to be a schlepper. Which is nothing wrong with that, even though I got a fucked up knee. I totally believe in that. I want to play here Cookie Scene.
The 15 years.
illegal or scared. We're in the same boat, and we always prefer empathetic neighbors than peeping Tom. Civic disobedience became the only answer that we had left, and we must be able to be heard to find a democratic way to reach shore together. Ours. Such an option that generates on all sides more fear, more distrust and anger. It's just icing on the cake. Police state violence is a clear evidence of their lack of creativity and their democratic failure. How can we drift so far? Sisters and brother, witches. Love and besos. Love and kisses.
Thank you. You got me started on the biz. 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 Now this is all on you. You got me reeling in my seat. You got me falling off my feet. You got me started on the biz. You got me sitting out the truth. You got me swimming in regret. You got me as bad as I get. And I hope, 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 hope that you take, take, take me home. And I hope, 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 hope that you find my phone and bring it to me. You find my phone and bring it to me. You got me started on the blue. It's both beautiful and true. And now I'm completely grown. I'm just like Edie Ramone. You got me started on the blue. Got me with your attitude. You got me reeling in my seat. You got me falling off my feet. You got me started on the booze. You got me spitting out the truth. You got me swimming in regret. You got me as I get. And I hope, 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 hope that you take, take, take me home. And I hope, 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 hope that you find my phone and bring it to me. You find my phone and bring it to me.
Globetrotter.
When we started, you know, the idea of sort of genre hopping was quite a big deal, but, you know, now every fucker's doing it, aren't they? You know, everyone's into everything these days, you know. So it's almost like genre is redundant, you know. It was a lot more tribal back in the day, wasn't it? You know, you sort of picked your genre and camped out there, but...
Maybe some of it came up from on high as a marketing tool.
Right.
Okay? That part I don't like. As far as humans do what they do with fucking their expressions, yeah, there's a herd mentality, I agree. But then there's, you know, letting the freak flag fly, fuckers, too. Okay, right? There's some bus scout brigade troopers. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's weird about humanity, right? They take turns being cool people and assholes. Luckily, we hit them on the cool people. People that, yeah. That chunk of music started off with the Go Team doing Cookie Scene. Then Billions of Comrades, the Belgian band, had me do some spiel at the end, something called Our Hours, for your native English speakers, that's hard to say. Maybe for foreign speakers, too. Then brand new from Ophelia's Grand Canyon, Invoce, Flood. Entre el mar y la montana, brand new. A Confusion Reigns, Part 1, Showers from Brahma's Prandin. Here's a band, recorded about 5,000-6,000 songs, did 5-6 gigs. Still going, 40 years, D.C. area. Sam Locke Ward out of Iowa City. I think your fucking leash is fucking Bogartner show there, Ian.
Yeah, it is.
Sit on that motherfucker, yeah. And with the Booze, and I just did an album with him, Sam Locke Ward. Collaborated, trading files, and he made a video for all fucking 30 tunes. Check that out.
Wow.
His buddy Bob Bucko Jr. mixed it, and he's in nearby Dubuque, and he was next with Amazing Grace, Ghosts, which makes you think of Albert Eiler, huh? Yeah, I do. And then Victoria Shin with Live at the Seaman Hole 2, April 21, 2017. I remember when I first met Ian here, people, I'm into the noise scene. And Watt's been educated, especially last year. I mean, all the guests I've had on there learning me. You know, it don't end at graduation, college, high school, junior high, whatever, grade school people. Life is a classroom, and that ain't lame, my opinion. And so tell me about Cookie Scene. Who's on the vocal there?
It's a girl. So don't know if you remember the last record, I recorded some of it in Detroit. With a youth choir, like a community choir, and there was a girl in the choir who could rap, and she sounded like Roxanne Shanté, you know what I mean, like the way people used to rap back in the day. So I kind of made a note.
Oh, back in the day, you mean Last Poets?
Well, you know, just sort of. Well, that's even further back.
What about square dancing and auctioneers? I mean, you know, because you said genre hopping, but actually a lot of human shit bumps into each other and influences even without them conscious. Maybe.
Well, I don't know.
But anyway, you got this young woman to rap. Okay, I remember you telling me about using that choir. Okay.
Yeah.
She did a great job here. Great job here.
I know, she's cool, isn't she? Yeah. And it's like the little flute melody. Was kind of inspired by like a little kalimba, African kalimba part that I heard.
Kalimba, yeah, thumb.
When I make a record, I listen to thousands of records, like, just to kick it off, you know. That's all I do for months on end is just, you know, just listen to shit day in, day out. And, you know, just the process of doing that kind of limbs your brain up, and you hoard these little melodies and you sing it to your phone. And, you know, when you're listening to a song, sometimes I think, hang on, I'd have done that differently. I'd have done that melody, so I stop the song and sing into my phone my version of the song, you know what I mean? So for me, that's a way of getting past writer's block. So I'm never sitting in a quiet room with an acoustic going, oh, fuck, what should I do? You know what I mean? I think the process of listening just keeps your mind fresh, you know, and just sparks these little ideas.
Good strategy. Good strategy. We're at the end of the first hour. July 1, 2021, Dish of Watt Peterson, special guest, Ian Parton. Hold up tight for hour two. July 1, 2021, it's the second hour of Watt for Pedro Show.
I'm sat in the center of Thank you.
Watch for Pedro show. Start second hour off with the Go Team memo for Maceo, which might not be about that alto player, people. Might be, though. Mystery. Ben Salter from Tasmania after that with Erosion. Lucas Abel from nearby Sydney with Ellis for Lupus. Then, Roscoe Mitchell, incredible cat. Chicago Art Ensemble. Sandy Ewan, Damon Smith, and Weasel Walter. The fifth part of five. A Railroad Spike forms the voice. Live thing that just came out. And Stable Simulations, Please, from Manuel Armida. He's from Mexico City, but he lives up in Yellowknife. It's a name, a state, right? Northwest Territory. North Canada. The Go Team, finally, with We Do It But Never Know Why. What's that about?
It's about second chances. It's about relationships and having another go at things, really. You know, it's a bit soppy. But,
I didn't mean to laugh. I'm sorry. Because that's kind of heavy. But we would say heavy maybe more than soppy.
Yeah. Snap. I mean, that's the thing. Lots of the Go Team lyrics aren't actually that happy. You know, people talk about us being like a party band and shit. But, you know, lots of the lyrics are quite gloomy, you know. It's not...
But not gloomy like Gloomy Sunday, where it's kind of out there. You know, they banned that in Switzerland because there was a bunch of suicide. Not funny what, but... Billy Holiday's version of Gloomy Sunday.
Okay.
They thought it was pushing people to suicide because it was... But you fool them. Be sad, yes. But don't commit suicide.
I like the middle ground in between happy and sad. I don't know what you would want to call that. I don't even like any of those words, really.
Yeah, tragicomedy. What a terrible word.
Yeah. It never quite does the job, does it, the word happy or sad? It's just such a fucking one-dimensional word. That...
Like a word perfect. When people say perfect, I say no, but maybe good enough.
Yeah.
Here's the word I hate, normal. Oh, I can... Normal. I like healthy. I like, you know... conscientious and decent, treating people with compassion, but normal, what the fuck's that? So relative, that could be fucking anything.
Yeah.
Okay, enough of semantics, let's get back to Go Team. What about the music for a memo for Maceo?
It's built around a little African sample, actually, and it's got a harmonica, you know, that's one of the kind of Go Team...
Well, that's you. You're the good harp player, right?
Yeah.
And what about kalimba? Did you use kalimba again to get the melody?
I don't know if there's kalimba on, actually. It sounds a bit like it. It's quite a frantic little song. It's got, like, this little strange little shoegaze sort of My Bloody Valentine kind of style.
Shoegaze, you're using genre words. I remember one time you said, man, I don't want the Go Team to be five, what'd you call them, blokes looking at the feet. Right? Something like that. Because Brother Sam told me there was a boy version of Go Team at first.
We had a few false starts, yeah. But I think having...
So you know about this second... You've been doing the second try at things for a while then.
There's been a few lineups. Yeah, I mean, since 2000, I've been at this. So about the same time you were starting your... Watching Pedro show, that's when I was starting the Go Team.
Wow.
You know.
I'm not conscious till 2006. I want to play Freedom Now. Swat from Pedro Show. Start off that chunk. Go Team. Freedom Now. And then we had Are You a Cop off their new record, Status Calculator. Which, Status Calculator to me sounds like so much like a Go Team title. Like brother, you would think of this, you know. Just when I saw that, and even though the music's nothing like yours. What about titles, man? Aren't they heavy? Especially if you're like John Coltrane, right? Doing an instrumental, and you call your song Alabama, right?
I love slogans and stuff. I keep my phone full of little phrases and slogans and stuff going back. I've got some going back to the 90s, so I just raid that shit when I'm looking for album titles, song titles. Do you do that? Do you keep like a little
notebook? No, I told you before, I have to start with the title because it gives me focus. Remember, I compose on the bass, so everything's got to aid and abet the title. It's like the anchor point. So
I'm the opposite. I'm the opposite.
Everybody is. I'm the wrong one, Ian. Because I ask that question almost every time to my guests, and like hardly anybody does it that way. But I need it, or I'm going to end up writing the same fucking song. It'd be like Track House. Then we had a
It's all about the Ian, isn't it? It's all about the in. Do you know what I mean? It's whatever you're in is, whether it's the title or a melody or what knows, you know, the chorus, the verse.
Yeah, I call it the bass line,
whatever it is.
I call it the geo. When you get the geo, right, the go.
Right. Yeah.
Right. There's a porno for pirate song called Bad Shit, and Pear goes, you know, I got the geo, I got the no go. You know, you want the fucking geo. Then we heard Hanson Paddicker with Graded Down, Helvetia brand new, Rocks on the Ramp. Finally, the Go Team with Pow, which is kind of a trippy tune for you. Now, do you put that in your fucking memo voice?
What, the song?
Pow! The title!
The title, that was an obvious one. That was just came from Linja's lyrics. That was, just seemed to make sense, that one. But that started life as a little sample, that do, 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 do. That was the kickoff for that one. So it kind of varies from song to song.
No. Common what I'm hearing about this record is everything starts with a melody. You never started with the rhythm.
No, I'm all about the melody. I'm obsessed with melody. I'm obsessed with hooks, and it's almost like mining for me. You know, I think of it as just chipping away, just day after day, looking for these kind of strangely catchy, but I don't know, a bit left field melody ideas, you know.
What about a song like Under Pressure?
What, the Queen one?
Yeah.
Not
the Vanilla Ice one.
What about it? What? Where does that come from? Where did that kick off, you mean?
Yeah, there's not much melody. It seems all rhythm.
Yeah. Yeah,
I just put that out there, right? Or Funky Cold Medina, you know. Sometimes there's something that rhythm can do. Some that you can start it with rhythm.
Yeah,
in fact,
yeah.
Rap has a huge tradition of that stuff. Listen to some Last Poets. Oh my God, I think nobody's on flute in that band. We're at the end of the second hour, July 1, 2021. Just Walk Pedro Show special guest Ian Parton. Hold on, hold tight. Hour 3. July 1, 2021. It's the third hour of the Watt for Pedro Show.
so. These broken bones, these lies were told. Long winding roads never lead me home. I hear voices from every corner. Things are telling me what to do.
we go. Watt from Pedro Show started the third hour off with I Love You Better and Goatee. Then Pete Kane. This is half of Model Home, DC band. Pat Kane was from Buffalo and he moved there. He's got a new solo record, Cut Fade. Pete Kane is bitching, people. Check him out. And then this is System 15 from Eric Hardiman's Parallel Systems Rambutan proj, where he had all these different groups come together and make a big compilation collab. And he was on the show a few episodes ago. This one had Roberto Conazzo, Paul Fogogia, Michael Troutman, Salen Hay, Joe Tunis, and Andreas Brandat, Joe Schoen, Eric Hardiman. I ruin everybody's language, even my own. Fuck. Tim Holhouse out of England with Broken Bones. Then Cuz with No Bee Sting. Speaking of Brother Sam, and the reason why I picked this, because I played it before, but then I played A Bee Without a Sting, which I played before too, but I had to because there's kind of a connect there with the titles.
The Drone Bee thing.
You think? Now, when I wrote that song, the words to No Bee Sting, I was talking about a drone.
Yeah.
I don't think you are.
No, I'm not. It's a metaphor for. It's a kind of a proto song, really. It's kind of like. It's about kind of. Almost like kneecapping somebody. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's almost that kind of idea rather than.
Who are those almost, guys? Bader Meinhof, RAF, and Brigato Rosa, right? Aldo Moro. Maybe you're too young for that. This 70s stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but trippy. You know, you can't copyright a title, but they're not the same title anyway. But I kind of thought you weren't thinking about Cuz, right? You know, there's a second Cuz record, right? I just gave day before yesterday, Brother Sam, the 8 of 8 songs to get started. It's all got Charlie Plymell doing the vocals, his spiel, and I wrote all the bass. We got to do it kind of different because, you know, we didn't know how much time Charlie's got. And I'm called Sideways 8, huh? You understand
Infinity.
Yeah, you got it. So it's a wishful thinking, right? And I thought this time we can't be, because we got the idea from you, right? Take samples and make songs out of them, but let's be our own samples. We couldn't do it that way. So I said, because I'm over here, and so you take this bass I give you with the click track and his vocal, and then you make it Cuz. But use that Richard. That way that he learned from you. So in a way, we got to blame you for Cuz.
He's been going into churches and recording himself playing acoustic and stuff. You heard about all that?
Well, he told me he can't play at home, so he's got to find another place.
Yeah, he's been going into like medieval churches with his recorder. Yeah,
that's bitching. You know, he'll make it Cuz. I can't make it Cuz. And you know where the title came? It came from a Richard Hell journal. But the way I used it was, we got a stupid fucking joke here. It's like, why does a dog lick his balls? Because he can. And that's why we did that proj, right? Because technology, yeah. Sure, you can use the internet to spread lies and shit, but you can also trade files and collab. Yeah. And also the sample thing, and yeah, it's just, it's a really interesting thing. It's just more vocabulary. You don't have to replace something with something. You just grow your vocabulary. Look, Tame the Great Plains. Is that the Great Plains here in the U.S.?
Yeah, I always have, like, kind of Western songs in every album, you know, something kind of a windswept. I always imagine, like, Greyhound Bus Journeys or something like that, you know.
You know how they think the Great Plains were formed? You know how they think they were formed? You know, we got the Rocky Mountains, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's the west end of the plains, right? Because there was a fucking sea that came in through Canada. That's why you find all those dinosaur bones in Wyoming and Colorado and shit, Oklahoma. That was all water. There's seashells and shit. And then it receded. We're talking a buttload of years ago, okay. But that's why that's like that. It was actually the bottom of a sea.
Wow, that's cool, isn't it?
Let's listen to this song.
Watt for Pedro Show. Last music for this edition. The Go Team with Tame the Great Plains. We're going to do it via Greyhound, people. Watch out who you're sitting next to. Ibiki is a Japanese word for snoring. And, yeah, boy, Watt can fucking crank it up when he's bourboned up. I've been better, people. I've been better. I've been better health. Maintaining the Order of Cosmos with Machine Guns from the Scum Quartet with Steve McKay. That's brother Steve McKay. Jam with some guys. The studio in Brooklyn. Jason Lafarge, bass man, runs called Caesar's Palace. Great name. And then finally, the Go Team with World Remember Me Now. What a great tune to end with.
Do you like it?
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to
sequencing. It's a funny song that. That's one of the songs which is built from samples. So it's like. So I'm not just. It's not one big sample. I'm literally piecing it together chord by chord. So like the G is from a Bollywood song. The D is from a electro song. The C is from a Northern Soul song. You know what I mean? So I'm literally. That's why it sounds a bit sort of choppy.
No, you know what it reminded me of? There's a Renaissance painting of a dude's face made out of vegetables.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? I can't remember the artist's name, but.
No.
It's still a work. It's still a piece. Okay, you know? Right. Look at a solar system. It's got different planets. Planets have moons. You know what I mean? It's all. These substances can be relative. It's that's the thing of the artist, right? And think about a novel. You can not invent one word, right? Use words everybody else do and still have a very original novel.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it, isn't it? There's no problem.
Yeah. That's the challenge with music, isn't it? There's only, how many notes are there? 12 notes?
Well, on the bone, right? You got microtone. What about that little wheel on the synth?
But that always baffles me, though. It's like, how the fuck are we supposed to do something new with this limited amount of notes? You know what I mean? 12 notes, whatever there is.
Well, mental. I think what you got to do, that's where the narrative part, the story, you got to tell a story. And then all of a sudden, it's not just about the notes, right? They're all devised to help. You know, like this is a big impression I get from your music. Cinema, movies. Is that really about the lens and the camera? Well, it does in the making, but is that what the fucking witness, the movie watcher? And the same with the listener. He only knows pay no attention to that man behind the curtain, right? There's something about the Wizard of Oz. That's a big part of my third opera, too.
Right.
Yeah, Dorothy, right? She's tripping on men. That's what the midlife crisis is about. You know, men are always trying to prove that they're men. And then what I found is, it don't fucking matter because it's your own fucking life. Let it go. Just be and go, you know, you're on the journey. Keep learning. But, you know, you're right. Okay, the techniques, the combinations. God, there's this guy, Grandpa Amu on YouTube.com using the shit from a 2,500-year-old carpenter, right, Luban. But he's doing shit for his grandkids. Using these old techniques, right? No glues, no nails. But at the end of the day, it's what does he hand on to his grandchild there, right?
Mm.
Yeah, interesting. And, right, he's not using English. He's speaking Chinese or some subtitle, but mainly he's just watching this man's hands work. And so that's why I think a tune like World Remember Me Now, fuck yeah, bring it. Fucking bring it. The Milli Vanilli thing, I don't buy that shit. I think people just want an excuse to be haters. And you know what I mean? Because they can be butch. There's this hankering sometimes we get to try to be butch instead of compassionate. Or just trying to let go, have some tolerance. So, whatever. Didn't mean to get on a tangent there. I saw you on a poster for a U.S. tour. Not tour, a festival.
Oh, yeah. In Pasadena. Mm.
Yeah, it's only about, in fact, it's the same freeway, but it's about 40 miles north. But I could be on the same road.
Come
road.
Along, man. For old time's sake, come and jam with us.
And new time's sake, too. And this band that's coming out with you, it's the people on the record. Is it people, one person different from the ballroom, right?
So we've got two babies in the group now, though. Ninja's had a baby and Nia's had a baby. So it's kind of complicated things. So we wouldn't have been able to play even without the pandemic, you know, this year. It would have been a quiet one for us, but...
That's yeah, okay. Like Mr. Wells said, right? No, we shall sell no wine before it's time.
Yeah.
That shit was too buck chuck fucking with Sam, brother.
Have so you got any gigs lined up?
I got... Oh, yeah. And then I'm planning tours, too. But I got to meet him once at Pink's. And he's big. I mean, not just, you know, a heavy man, but he was tall and wide. And Mr. Wells, and he had a cheese chili dog in each hand. So, young man, I'd shake your hand, but I am busy. Mr. Wells. Anyway, people, the Go Team with no exclamation mark, .co.uk for more information. These guys are hitting the road. MikeWatt.com. Ian can go check that out. You see my gigs. I'm playing in K-Town next, at the end of the month here. And playing, I think first tour will be in the spring.
A U.S. tour.
But then I'll come your way with the Italian guys. Okay?
Oh, wait.
Sonia de Marinaia. Yeah, we got a third album we just got done and stuff. It's been an honor. I can't wait to have you on whatever, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth time. You just bring Ian, please.
Will do.
Okay, big love.
I'll be here.
People, it's been July 1, 2021 edition of the Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.